I'm joined by Michelle Kelman from the Greater Iowa Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. She has an extended long title for her name, but let's just put it this way. She's the boss, at least, or at least coordinating the Walk to End Alzheimer's. It's coming up on Saturday, October 12th at the Port of Burlington. Registration getting underway at 9, the actual walk getting underway at 11. And again, it's Michelle, you've been doing this, how many years now is this for you?
I'm in my 15th year.
Wow, okay. And I think this is 12 or 13 for me, so I...
Yes, yes.
But for me, it's my job is to basically be the voice of Alzheimer's, or the voice of what is going on. Help, basically, and to play the music and sort of act as sort of a, I guess, what I'm like the band, I guess you could say that, so to speak. But yeah, but
and
regardless,
always a great job, Steve. We enjoy having you so much.
Well, it's a, you know, the Walk to End Alzheimer's is. Well, it's far and away the biggest fundraiser you do, isn't it?
Absolutely. We do have a second signature fundraiser called The Longest Day, but the walk is held in over 600 communities nationwide, and there's walks every weekend throughout, especially September and October and into November.
And then I've got flowers over there, the colored flowers. They all stand for different things, don't they?
Yes, they do. So they represent each and every one of us that come to the walk are in the support of people who have the disease and caregivers. So we have the blue color that represents people who currently have the disease. We have the purple color, people we've lost to Alzheimer's or dementia. Yellow, which represents caregivers. And orange, who represents really all of us, Steve, who are supporting the mission and would like to see a world without this disease.
Okay. And I think the fact is, you know, there has been a lot of news about, you know, breakthroughs, doing some and new therapies. There's been some new drugs that have been coming out. There's been a lot of testing and research. Where do we stand right now? Are we any farther ahead than we were?
We are, and there's some interesting research coming out in the areas of lifestyle modification. They're doing a U.S. pointer study, which is very interesting about how things that we do in our everyday life, whether it be lifestyle changes, diet, exercise, cognitive engagements, keeping engaged and being socially active, they're really doing a huge U.S. study on that, and that's coming up.
And I've seen one of the things we've talked about over the years, and I've seen some evidence of this, is art therapy. You may, especially, it's both sides of the brain. Well, it's, you know, you've got your left side and your right side. The artistic side is the one that that tends to be, I guess what? You may not remember something, but you may remember how to paint or how to sing or how to things that are performing things, so to speak, right?
Right. And right along that avenue of the arts is music as well, as you just mentioned. And that's so powerful. Sometimes that can connect with people when nothing else can.
All right. But it's still a long road to hoe, isn't it?
It is. And that's why we need everyone's help. This fundraiser allows us to be able to provide local services and support for people that are going through this right now, but also that research so that we can find new therapies, whether it's medications or whether it's something that will assist in everyday life, like we talked about art therapy or music therapy or pet therapy or anything that could make someone's life a little bit better. That's what we're all about.
How many people do you anticipate having for your walk?
Well, we're looking at over 300 people, and that does not include all the tens and tens and tens of volunteers that are there.
And a lot of dogs and cats, not so much cats, but dogs. There'll be a lot of dogs in the walk, too, won't there?
Yes, there will
be. Including McGriff, the crime dog.
That's right. He comes every year. He kind of kicks off our walk. But, yes, dogs of all sizes, little to big, will be there in attendance as well.
All right. Well, it's a... It is a big event. It is an event that will hopefully, as I said, raise more funds. Do you have a goal of how many dollars you want to raise this year?
We do. We'd like to raise $78,100 this year, and that goes back into the community to support free local services. It goes back to support those people that are attending support groups, providing literature and education and educational workshops for caregivers or that mother or daughter or husband or that son who's trying to support their loved one at home.
Is it a percentage basis that comes back to here? Is that right? And some goes to the National Alzheimer's Association for research?
Correct. So every dollar that's raised, no more than 25% or say 25 cents of every dollar goes to support things like the walk and the balloons we have and anything of that nature. But more than 70% goes right back into those services and programs that we support.
And how many people in Iowa? I know. Well, do you have an idea how? I know you. I think you've got maybe the number in Iowa, but do you have the number of people with Alzheimer's or dementia in Des Moines County or your area?
So the interesting thing, Steve, is that the state of Iowa doesn't track per cases per county and down to city level through the public health. Hopefully one day they will. We'll be able to know that number. But we know that many, many people are affected. There's over 136,000 caregivers, and there's over 65,000 people who have Alzheimer's disease alone. And that does not include other types of dementia.
Ah, so it's one of those things that dementia is sort of, there's Alzheimer's is the big one, but dementia and dementia-related conditions, there's a lot of conditions, aren't there?
Absolutely. Some people say there's as many as 70, 77. Dementia is the umbrella term, if you will, for many different types of diseases. And Alzheimer's is the largest type. There's also vascular dementia, Parkinsonism dementia, Lewy bodies dementia, and so on.
All right. But dementia, regardless of it, it's an event. It basically affects the brain. And that's what you're trying to do. And the brain controls an awful lot of things, doesn't it?
It sure does, Steve. Without it, we're not able to function.
And I guess at the end, what happens when the brain shuts down, then some of those, involuntary things also shut down. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Alzheimer's Walk to End Alzheimer's. Saturday, October 12th. If you want to get involved and you want to help out in any way, shape, or form, it's not too late to get a team or not too late to get going and try and do something, right?
No, it's not. And we actually fundraise into December. So if you're thinking, oh, it's fall, it's getting a little bit cooler, except for today, and you're looking forward to doing something even after the walk, and we encourage you to do that, starting a team, walking, getting donations, and volunteering for the day. Not too late at all.
All right. It is the Walk to End Alzheimer's, Saturday, October 12th at the Port of Burlington, 9 o'clock registration, 11 o'clock the walk. And again, we'll be there, you'll be there, and hopefully a lot of the people listening right now will also be there. Michelle Kelman, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Steve.